You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's such an ugly cackle. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, are the Strohs scoreless since Stroud wore that hat? I mean, they were scoreless before. No, because that Saturday, they put runs on the board. They won that game.
Yeah, that was
in 12.
Yeah,
so, no. No, Kid
Rock. So,
they
actually 1-0.
Stop trying to put that on the quarterback, damn it.
1-3.
No, I was saying when he wore the hat.
Oh, when he wore
when
the
he
hat.
Actually wore the hat.
Oh, what are you trying to do? You're like, maybe he needs to
wear it again. Wear it again. That's the last time they won.
Yeah. See, while we're doing stupid things that don't actually contribute to the game or not, should we make him? Should we make Lopez take another whiff of these smelling salts to see if it works the second time?
I'm straight. I'm good.
Oh man, we laugh to keep from crying. The Astros, another scoreless affair for them. This time, a 1-0. All right, why did I say 1-0? I'm in my soccer vibes. 1-0. Yeah. Loss to the Tigers, and it happens in extra innings this time. Did this feel any different to you, or are you in the same space having the same issues with the Astros continually not being able to score right now?
It felt different for about 8 innings.
That's a lot of innings, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of innings. No, what a fantastic game. And you know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm old school. I like, you know, the pitcher's duels. 90% of the time, those pitcher's duels aren't like this.
That's right.
Like, this was...
Well, those ones aren't pitcher's duels. Those are just...
low-scoring games.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a difference between, like, a low-scoring game and, oh, it's the, you know, it's the beauty of baseball. No, I think you're trying too hard. Last night, you didn't have to try at all.
God, it was so fun to watch that game.
That was two studs, man. Tarek Skubal, Hunter Brown. It was a great game. Didn't even go off the channel once to see what else was happening.
I
was locked in last night. Usually, you know, you go check other stuff. It was fantastic. But here's the thing. It did feel the same because...
It felt the same for you?
At the end.
Okay.
It did feel the same at the end because as soon as Hunter Brown got out of there, I had very little confidence in Bennett Sousa, but good for him. I wonder.
He had a couple strikeouts too.
Yeah, I'm saying good.
Look
for
at you talking bad about Bennett Sousa.
He proved me wrong.
Don't go into our group text and see what I was texting. don't mention that.
Oh, that's right. You wanted Hunter Brown to throw 180 pitches.
I just asked the question if you should take him out after 6, especially with the way that he was dealing. But that was before I had checked and seen that he had thrown 101 pitches through 6.
So then, and I had some. I obviously had confidence in Brian Abreu. But then I was sitting there and I texted you this in our group text. This is too good a game to be decided with a ghost runner on second base. You know, it was too good. It got hacked up a little bit. And once that started, I just knew there was something was going to happen where the Astros were going to end up losing and probably not scoring a run again, and they did. They didn't. And it was ugly.
Well, because of umpires.
And for about a half hour there, it was comedy of errors. Dudes were falling all over the field. I mean, you know, with Christian Walker drops a ball, throws it high, and Abreu had to, you know, step down, and they reviewed it, and he got the guy out. Then guys nearly crashed in the outfield and center field.
Why has that happened so much?
I don't know.
Because that's happened a lot this year for the Astros. Yeah. And at some points it was cute and we could play it off because, you know, it's Dubon and Cam Smith at times. And Cam Smith is still learning the position. But at some point there needs to be, like, at some point it stops being just like the Chaz McCormick getting out here and pitching, which, of course, he didn't get three straight days. God bless Chaz McCormick. But at some point it ceases to be this cute thing. And it's like, why are we not able to operate in a way that is professional? Because that is part of it. Like, being a professional outfielder is being able to either call it in the air or call off whoever you have and, you know, be able to handle that switch off properly.
Yeah. And then in right field, Jesus Sanchez does the old Chris Berman whoop, 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 whoop. I mean, trying to catch a ball and it bounces off his glove. And then what's his name?
Tramell.
In left field, in foul territory, I don't know what that was.
It was a good grab. He just fell on his tailbone.
No, he did a jump.
He clotheslined himself.
Yeah, he did like some he did some type of random jump, like a high jump, and just fell on his.
It looked like he clotheslined himself. Like there was an imaginary clothesline there, and he fell back. It was just a comedy of errors. And at that point, I'm like, nah, man, this is bad. And then ultimately, and this is kind of where we're going, got shut out again.
Yeah, and that's the thing that was weird about it, because it did feel different to me. Like, and you can't take things out of context. The context matters, and it's what establishes, you know, how you take in whatever you're taking in. Mm-hmm. But if this game was played, especially when you consider you have Tarik Skubal on the mound opposite Hunter Brown here, and you put this in the middle of a different portion of the season, you just go, well, damn, that's, you know, like, that's how baseball goes sometimes. You're going up against a really tough pitcher, and you weren't able to get some runs across. I get it. But because of the context leading in, and you also see the fact that Tarik Skubal had 10 strikeouts, and you go, this also still feels like it feeds into the issues offensively that this team had. I will raise my one issue, though, with you know, coming up against the offense, was I thought because of the fact that this team was coming in, this Astros team was coming in, having some issues scoring, I love what Tony Perez-Chica and what Yainer Diaz do. From first, coming all the way around, and like, send them. Like, we're going to go ahead and test the arm because we have not been scoring, so we can't assume that just we're going to stop at third and get another opportunity to get them in. No, we're going.
No, I like that.
And, of course, they should have been rewarded for their efforts, because I believe it, and wholeheartedly, the Yainer Diaz touched home plate, and that was the game-winning run if, of course, the game continues to play out the same way. But, and what's funny is, I saw it live and I was like, damn, I think he got. And then I see this for the first angle and I'm like, I'm not sure. And then I see that final shot that is coming from the first baseline towards home plate. And I'm like, he gets his sliding mitt down on the plate before that catcher's glove gets him on the torso. And I don't know how New York, with the benefit of that last shot, does not give the Astros that run, award them that run, and somehow lets that be counted as an out. I just don't understand how that happens. And that was an egregious error that was absolutely necessary for the Astros to get a win that they really, really needed.
I do understand. I don't think it was egregious. I saw exactly what you saw, but I just saw his fingers just flip, just push up a little bit, like right at the butt of the glove before he got it underneath. That's neither here nor there. They reviewed it. I saw it one way. You saw it another way. I thought he nicked the butt of the guy's glove. But ultimately, here's where we are. 4 shutouts in 5 games. And that's what that's what the Astros and Astros fans, you know, have to realize. Yesterday's one game notwithstanding, it adds up to 4 shutouts in 5 games.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Games. And here's the other thing that I think is really important. Two things. The first one is, you really think Yordan Alvarez is going to fix this? You think Yordan's going to fix this?
The hope that I've continued to be able to draw up within myself for the Astros, it's drawn thin, man. Like, we've seen a number of guys come up starting-wise off of the IL, and they do things that you kind of expect for guys coming back off the IL, not necessarily pitch that well. You win and you acquire guys at the trade deadline to help you offensively, and it seemingly did to some degree, but you did not get the number of wins that you really should have gotten in that stretch, and now things are going cold again. And putting your hope in, all right, well, here comes the reinforcements, here comes the reinforcements, it just seems like at some point it gets old.
Yeah,
and I say all of that as pretext to me falling for it again, because I saw Yordan at Corpus go 2-for-4 and with also a walk, and it looked pretty. He had a nice double, too, and I'm like, please, Yordan, come save us.
No, I think he's going to help. Do you think he's going to fix it? And it leads into my second point. Let's talk about the pitching that has come up and where they are. Christian Javier, who knows? You know, it's still to be determined with him. I thought he looked okay, then he had to come out in the fourth inning. Spencer Arrighetti still can't find the zone. He's working on his fourth start. He's going to be starting, I think, Sunday in Baltimore.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of the return from injury all-stars this weekend.
Yeah, Jason Alexander Thursday, tomorrow. Friday, McCullers Jr., he's back. Saturday, Christian Javier.
You said that like a threat.
Sunday, Spencer Arrighetti. Think about that. Jason Alexander, Lance McCullers, Christian Javier, Spencer Arrighetti. I don't know what kind of confidence you have in any of those guys at this point.
You want to rate them? One being no confidence at all, five being all the confidence in the world. Friday, Lance McCullers Jr.
Look. Thursday is Jason Alexander.
Yeah. I probably have
the most confidence in him.
Yeah, I was gonna say the last couple of outings have been solid for him. I'm gonna give him a solid. I'm gonna be generous. I'm gonna give him a 4.
Mm-hmm.
Lance McCullers Jr. on Friday.
On a scale of what?
1 to 5. 5 being very confident, like absolute confidence. 1 being no confidence.
Well, how
at all.
Good was he before he got the blister? 2.
That was where I was going. 2.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you mentioned Saturday, Christian Javier.
I'll give him a 3. I liked what I saw, but we didn't see enough.
As well. Spencer Arrighetti on Sunday.
1.
I was going to go back to 2, but 1 is probably that is what you're dealing with, and that's why it's very imperative for this offense to jumpstart somehow.
And that's why
somewhere.
I asked the question, can Yordan fix it? He can help. I don't know if he can fix it. They've got a lot of things to work through.
They really do. And some of it, and look, I understand the 936 saying Joe Espada needs to go.
God.
I don't want to go to that point, but I do think that is on Joe Espada. Like, I think he needs to find a way to reframe these guys and get them coming back to the small things. I think when he has done that this season, they've been able to weather storms. Mm-hmm. This is clearly another storm that they need to weather, and it's clear that the details are falling through the cracks right now for this team. As you mentioned, all the yakety sacks type things that may be happening more on defense. I don't know if that's exactly what's happening on offense, but I see 10 strikeouts, and I'm like, this is not a team. Like, yes, Tarik Skubal, great, don't get me wrong, but you should not have 10 strikeouts in this game, and I think that's because this team needs to get back to the fundamentals, get back to basics.
They need to be able to, like, it's part of it, to be fair, is bad timing, because even some guys that you were counting on are slumping, you know, Jose Altuve, et cetera. And of course, you can't fix the guys that aren't here, you know, Isak Paredes and all those. So they've got a lot to get going with their offense. And, you know, they got an early game today and then on to
12-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, getaway game versus the Lions. There's a couple of Detroit teams that you're seeing over this next a little bit of somebody. So Framber Valdez start, which hopefully that helps. And he's pitching well again. And you could get back to winning Framber starts. That'd be nice. And then maybe Charlie Morton gives you a little double agent effort. And maybe he helps you out. But yeah, you definitely got to get back to winning. We'll keep you updated once that game gets going today. Some more Astros news also coming. We'll get to that in what's popping a little bit later on today. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which is inspired by today being National Radio Day. So happy National Radio Day to you. And with that, what is your favorite radio moment or bit of all time? 713-572-4610. Let's do a little reminiscing next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.